Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and happy Sunday to you and to all of our listeners. It's always good to join you on Sundays and catch up on our week and see what's been going on in your life and my life. And I just love the friendship that we're developing between the two of us and love the show. And, you know, I'm very glad we have our Facebook page going now. I want everybody to know about that and so they can take a look at that and like it and share it and keep spreading the word of, you know, what we're doing, you know, joining traditional and non-traditional medicine. I want to thank you for what you said. You know, yes, I'm the chief of staff at CHI Memorial Georgia. And as I say every week, we're continuing to grow and expand. And it is a delight to be a part of that process, I will tell you what. And I'm very thankful to CHI Memorial as well for being our title sponsor and for being so good to me all these years. Been working for them for over 20 years now. And it's been just a delight day by day. Wonderful people to work with. And they serve the residents of Tennessee and Northwest Georgia extremely well. I'm happy to have reached an 11-year milestone working with Benchmark Physical Therapy, another great company with whom to work, and also working with LHC. And we've had both of the companies for Louisiana Healthcare that I work with on our show, and I hope to again. That would be Home Care Solutions, Home Health. Wonderful, in my opinion, the best home health agency in the area. And I know they have plenty of competition, but yes, I am a bit partial to them in the Northwest Georgia area. And also Heartlight Hospice. And there have been a lot of good changes in growth with Heartlight Hospice as well. And we'll be having them back on the show as well as Home Health to teach people about both home health and hospice and all of the services that the residents can receive. And as we learned when we had Heartlight on here, they, you know, the residents and a lot of the professionals in the area just do not know what hospice can do or when to call or, you know, how that works. And so it's so nice to be able to educate people on that. Also, I think I was seeing, you know, over the last, say, week or week and a half, all of the Go Red signs. I know that Chattanooga has, well, it's not really billboards. It's spotlights on the walls with red dress and Go Red for women. So, you know, this is a time to remember cardiovascular fitness and health for women. So I encourage people to do that, wear red, and support that worthy cause. Let me also do a little word from CHI Memorial. They want you to know that if you're suffering from neck or lower back pain, CHI Memorial does now offer motion preservation surgery for the spine, which is an alternative to disc fusion, alleviating back pain and stiffness while preserving natural movement. By preserving the natural movement, the spine is protected, and the need for future surgery is greatly reduced, in most cases eliminated. So if you want to learn more, visit memorial.org today. Ed, why don't you fill us in on your week and what's going on in your world?
Thank you very much, my friend. And yes, I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World. We are now celebrating this month, or actually last week, was 40 years in business.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. I feel very fortunate, blessed to have kind of been born into what I fell into, and not many people sometimes can say that. So I'm always anxious to get up, go to work, and hopefully help people. And I do that through the internal belief that I've witnessed over four decades, which is the respect that the human body was born with that has a vital capacity for self-healing. We don't always have to always look outward. We look outward for advice. We look outward for team players. We help, you know, to garner places of information, but if we can just put in the body what it needs and remove what's harming it, many, many times we get the best results possible. And that's where we're partnering with this, because, you know, we can't do this without some of the help of mainstream practices, equipment, some of the advice. And also, I don't think mainstream can do it without the ability of education on nutrition and health and food. That foods were really dismissed, or actually was looked at like gasoline for an old truck up until about the 80s. And about the 80s is where it really flipped over, that food is medicine, food is powerful. And that's what we do and hopefully help people in the community with. I mean, you know, Nutrition World's not a health food store. It's an actual wellness complex. We have, I have 26 employees. In fact, Dr. Green, I took a photo that I'm on that I posted on Instagram yesterday. I put all my paychecks that I pay on Friday on the floor and strewn them out. And I took a photo just commenting about, you know, it's pretty heavy to have 26 employees. Now, that doesn't even count the people in the other parts of the complex, which is about 14 practitioners. So, you know, it's pretty heavy duty at times, but I love it, love it, love it. My daughter, Katie, she will continue this legacy for probably another 4 to 5 decades. So, you know, we might make 100 years at Nutrition World. I did have a keto class this last week. It was an advanced keto, and it was wonderful. It had Matt Davis on a board up front. We have me, Matt Davis, Adam, an employee, and Meredith Mason, the nurse practitioner at Brio, who we've had on the show. And we've had Matt Davis on the show. And he's a personal trainer at Train Station Fitness. And unbelievable, the good questions that came in. And what was interesting was we all took about 7 minutes to explain our personal commitment, journey, and benefits of embracing what we call a keto diet. What is a keto diet? It's a diet where you train your body to burn fat for fuel rather than carbohydrates. This country has been brainwashed into thinking that carbs is fuel, carbs is energy, carbs is good, and they're simply not, if they are in excess, and they're empty carbs. So I live on a very high-fat diet, a modest protein and low-carb diet. But all four of us, what was so interesting, see, Meredith is total vegetarian, or vegetarian. She does eat some eggs. And then Matt and Dr. Green can attest to this. Matt is like Mr. Olympia. He's probably one of the finest.
He's kind of fit, isn't he?
Yeah. Kind of fit is not the right word. And he's 43, I think he said the other night, and he's going for the big bodybuilding trophies. But
he'll be Jack LaLanne one day.
Well, once he gets the trophies, he probably will lean down. But he weighed I think he said 268 with about 8% body fat the other night. But he's so smart because he also respects health along with fitness. But the thing is, my employee Adam, Matt, Meredith, and myself, we all four had different takes on the keto diet.
I teach the patients too. There's not just one type of keto diet. That's what I learned taking the class, and I try to teach the patients that too. I have a question about the keto class, though. I know the beginner class is on nutritionw.com. Will the advanced class be on there eventually as well?
Yes, what we did, an audio recording of the advanced class, and okay. I'm very excited about it because we're going to have it set up in segments, so you probably will be able to access the questions and then actually hear each of us give an answer. And between the audience and my four people, I probably think it was one of the finest educational lectures that we've had.
Well, I had several of my patients there. Of course, I can't name names, but I know the people that were there. And I've been spreading the word, and just turned out I worked too late and didn't get to go.
Well, I understand that. We both are a little bit heavy on the work end. I am, and, you know, I can talk endlessly about my little quirks, but right now I'm experimenting with these blue blocking glasses. And I know they're a little goofy looking, but I have found wearing these, which blocks the blue light waves of all the incandescents, all the LED lights, all the computers, my sleep has improved significantly if I will wear these the majority of the day, and especially if I wear them 100% of the time after 4 p.m. We can talk more about that, but I saw Dr. Green, probably he's probably wondering why I have these goofy glasses on, but they are worth
I think they're quite stylish, Ed.
Well, you're not a good liar. So we can talk more about that at another time. But
let me throw in a plug for something on your website as well. You know, I've started the, I don't remember what you call it, but kind of the superfood shake, and blending that every morning, just started that thing, and it really doesn't taste that bad. When you look at the ingredients that are on your website, it didn't look wonderful, but I'm enjoying that. I have found a bit more energy and my appetite. It's hard to get back on to the healthy eating plan once you've been through the holidays, and, you know, like I tell my patients, I'm trying to do it. But so far, the shake is helping. I got one right here with me as we speak, and it's not a bad breakfast, and it really doesn't taste bad, and it does give me energy, and my appetite has been reduced. So a little plug for that, you know, for Ed's morning shake that's on nutritionw.com.
Gosh, thank you so much. And yes, I have lived on this shake for 4 years, continue to fine tune it, but it's under Ed's Super Drink at Nutrition W. And let me tell you something, if I leave out one of the ingredients, it doesn't seem to work as well. So these four or five ingredients need to be put together in a NutriBullet. And I probably eat foods maybe once a month in breakfast, and I drink it the other 30 days of the month. And, you know, we're always happy to help at Nutrition World on Lee Highway to help you with this drink, because sometimes we have to pick out the right flavor and the right, you know, the right protein is important for your gut function, because there's not all proteins I can drink. Some of them give me gas, some I don't like, you know, all the different reasons. But
I'm trying different ones too, and I've also tried different fruits and just seeing which one I like best. So I'm experimenting just like you do. I'm modifying your plan just a little bit to suit me, and it's working well.
I love that. Well, it's already time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we will be discussing more about your holistic health, and we might have a good topic on pets today. So we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And today we have again, most interesting guest that's going to give us some information that's not always so readily available, and it has to do with our beloved pets, our dogs and cats, and I guess could include parrots and other things too. You know, I've had 50-plus dogs in my life, and the very last one was a golden retriever. And one day she was itching real bad for a couple weeks. I take her to my traditional vet, and within 30 minutes he said, I don't have good news. I think she has lymphoma at 7 years old. And she did live about six more months with what I consider holistic herbal therapy with very little discomfort. Their advice was to do many other things chemically that I didn't. But I really came to the conclusion that I think that I was part of the problem. And what happened was I didn't understand back in those days, despite the fact I understand so well about humans and food and nutrition and the power of healthy foods and the toxicity of bad foods, I didn't understand that pet foods also had that. And I'm not saying we're talking all about that today, but I'm excited to have Dr. Shannon Dawkins. She's a local veterinarian who I've spoke to before, and she really has schooled herself on many different avenues of health and pets. So welcome, Dr. Dawkins.
Thank you so much.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got out of how you've learned so much more about pet health than what I would really kind of classify most people know.
Sure. Well, I've always been interested in holistic modalities for myself. Like you were speaking, I've done a lot of research as an athlete to know how to take care of myself. And in vet school, I was already interested in other options. In school, we really didn't get a lot of nutritional teaching, honestly. I think the two areas that lack the most are learning about exercise and nutrition for animals, and yet those are so basic and important. And I was lucky to be able to have the opportunity to study at the Qi Institute. I studied acupuncture. I've gone on to take multiple courses in Chinese herbal medicine, and I'm actually working on my master's in traditional Chinese herbal medicine for animals. In addition, I've taken courses both in person and online with the Holistic Veterinary Association, specifically in nutritional supplements and alternative therapies. I feel that it's really important to have a number of tools in our toolbox for our animals in order to have alternatives for those that are open to it, particularly in your older animals, as their organs are not going to be able to handle a lot of the drug options. I find that having these other options are really valuable for the owners and the dogs.
That's amazing. I did not realize that you had expanded your experience and training to that level. I will be honest, even though I've had so many pets, and I haven't in the past 4 years, tell us a little bit about, like, acupuncture in pets. What and how does that work, and why would a person come to you for that?
Sure. Well, Chinese medicine looks at the animal as a whole. So instead of seeing just one little isolated problem, for instance, that your dog is having trouble walking, it's looking at the whole animal as a whole and basically as a balance or an imbalance of things. So what I like about that is you may come to me to see me maybe just for an orthopedic problem or maybe for kidney failure, but we're actually going to end up treating the whole animal. So a lot of people do initially think of acupuncture just for orthopedic issues, and I do have great results with things like dogs that are having trouble walking, paralyzed dogs, slip discs, those types of things. But you can also use acupuncture points to do things like stimulate the immune system. So for a cancer patient, or stimulate red blood cell production for a dog that is more anemic because of perhaps a cancer or some other cause. So there really actually is a wide variety of things that you can treat, and then the herbs are working synergistically with the acupuncture. So I can do those together or separately.
I was curious. I was just looking at your website, which I love all the pictures. That's really nice. And your background is impressive. I was curious about the mobile service you have. I see that you will go to the pet. So, you know, I've actually got an uncle who's a large animal vet, not anywhere near here. But I'm curious, do you have both a brick and mortar establishment and your mobile, or is it more a mobile service?
Oh. So currently I am predominantly mobile. We are actually going to be building a brick and mortar location within the next year to have that option for people who don't want to spend the money on the house call but still want my specific services. Currently, we do have a mobile surgical trailer, and I will have people sometimes who want to come to us. I can be seen there. But the majority of animals that I treat, we do go to the home. I find it is much less stressful on both the owners and the pets. So particularly, I see a lot of big, large dogs that are older. So they're having trouble getting into the vehicle now. So I go out and can take care of them in their home. And then the options of acupuncture and nutritional therapies for these guys. I also like that I can read their food bag. So back to the nutrition topic, people always like to say, you know, is this brand good? I don't know every single brand. I'm a big fan of reading the ingredients. And so being in their home allows me to have access to everything that they're feeding the dog and lay my eyes on that.
Well, the same thing is true in primary care as well. And although we really don't do house calls anymore when it comes to, say, home health and hospice, we do get insight into the living environments, and it makes all the difference in the world. I'm also curious, I see your interest in the scarlet macaw. I was started thinking about what I would consider the more exotic pets, reptiles and whatnot. Is the non-traditional medicine for pets, is there any classification of animal that it will not benefit?
No, I've done acupuncture on iguanas, on birds. My therapeutic laser, we use it frequently for the wildlife rehabilitators for their turtles, squirrels, possums, with really good results. And, you know, again, on the nutrition, the biggest thing with the exotics that I actually end up talking on is the importance of nutrition and husbandry. And that's where most of their problems actually usually are originating very directly from.
Wow. I can't explain how impressed I am, because, you know, the philosophy that you have embraced in your life is exactly what my whole career has been built on also, which is the respect of the natural innate healing capacity that every living creature has within it. We're born with it, but we'd so disable it and sabotage it by the toxic world and the habits and the foods and even the emotions, I think even down to the pet level. In fact, my last pet, I do believe, died from sadness and from being depressed because I got divorced and I couldn't see my pet. So I'm sure you would agree with that. I'm also love the fact that you have this travel mobile veterinarian service. So I don't think anyone in this town probably even knows about it. And it would be such a big asset, especially for the older pet, like you mentioned, or for people who simply can't maneuver that well on their own. Now, as far as like you and your advice to people on pets as they get to be older, and I know kidney function is one of the big things that happen with an elderly pet, and also humans, no doubt. What do you think about the foods, the water, and maybe supplements as far as maintaining the health of the kidneys in most animals?
Yeah, that's a big topic. I probably can't cover all of that in the next few minutes. Yeah. But definitely, you know, on the diet, the first thing that I tell people is real food ingredients. Not that different than we're telling people. Mm-hmm. You know, again, it's a topic where I try to meet people where they are. In an ideal world, I don't recommend kibble, because even the high quality kibble is still processed at a high temperature. You can't get a kibble without it having been in an oven at a really high temperature. So you're just not going to have the same bioavailability there. But if I have a client that has to feed kibble, then we're going to kind of read through the ingredients and look and make sure that we're seeing some whole food ingredients. Stay away from a lot of the fillers that are unfortunately in a lot of dog foods. If they're open to home cooking or feeding a raw diet or a dehydrated raw, we go into that. If they want to do a home cooked diet, I have recipes, supplements that I recommend to make sure that those diets are balanced. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful advice. In fact, I have an employee, the one who actually contacted you, she had a pet that was extremely ill, and she's exactly following the advice of whole food and no kibble. And yes, the convenience of those bags is awesome, but, and I'm sure it's just the same conversation that I have with humans is, you know, if you're relatively healthy, you don't have to be 100% perfect. You can do an 80-20 mm-hmm. and, you know, make some mistakes, but you also back it up with humans, of course, as you know, I know, with the back it up with supplements and the whole foods with as far as omega-3s and all the nutrients. Now, is that something you do for pets as far as advising them too on supplements?
Yes, I definitely advise them on supplements and try to make it specific to the pet. If we're able to do blood work and I know that they have kidney issues or a heart condition, then we would recommend specific supplements for those conditions as well.
And a question for me to both of you, actually, does either Nutrition World or you, Dr. Shannon, do you endorse a certain brand of, say, dog food? I'm a dog lover, so dog food, or do you sell it, either one of you?
I do carry some that are veterinary specific supplements, and they're actually prescription supplements. Okay. So the ones that I carry, I have Standard Process, for instance. I've done a lot of continuing education with them, so I use a lot of their specific supplements. Like for a kidney disease, I'm going to use something very specific there. On the food side, I do not currently carry any diets. Ed, do you have some at your store?
You know, we did for years, and I think you've kind of expressed it. It's a confusing area, and especially for someone who doesn't do it full time like yourself. And it's like supplements, actually, because, you know, every label can look great. Everything can look pretty and make it sound healthy. We actually, you know, go to companies. We visit the factories. We demand all the paperwork. So we make sure that what we sell as far as supplements is only the best you can get. Well, I gave up on the foods for pets because it was like a nightmare for me to journey through that. So I'm like you. I really want people to go back to the whole foods and fixing it as best you can in the world that we have. And, you know, you are certainly a voice in the wilderness, I think, that's talking about that because everyone wants convenience. But what I love about you is the fact that, you know, I don't like a lot of medicine because I do feel that it overburdens, especially the elderly pets, with so many toxicity issues. But, you know, and it's true of humans too. It has to be appropriately used. But as far as the public image, I don't think they understand the lethal nature of extreme medications for pets. Do you?
That's a good point. I think that people don't think about those side effects. They're just, we all kind of think that we need a pill for something to fix it rather than looking at the underlying cause and giving your body the building blocks to be able to heal and function as well as one can.
I tell you what, Dr. Dawkins, can you tell people how to contact you? And I will say, we will have your cards at Nutrition World, but give them your phone number and perhaps website.
Sure. You can contact us at 423-779-7467 or check out our website, which is mobilevetchattanooga.com. We also have a Facebook page as well.
And that's just so awesome. I'm so excited. We will be talking to you again. Well, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will be discussing your fitness and workout for the new year. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And today, as we do often, Dr. Green and I speak about the big component of health, which is exercise and being fit, because there is a new slogan out that says, sitting is the new smoking, because when they do blood work on people, they actually find that being totally inactive is one of the most dangerous things we can do. And today we have a very interesting guest, Joey Brunn, which has actually been my personal trainer off and on for 2 or 3 years, and he has helped me in so many regards to do some activities that I never dreamed possible. So welcome to the show, Joey.
Hey, thanks, Ed. Thanks. Nice to be here.
Yep. You know, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and why you are different than most trainers that I personally see because of the method that you use. And you know, speak to that to people about how they can benefit by perhaps getting out of the box with their normal just routines of workouts.
Well, yeah. I started at the gym here about 10 years ago. And I was just your average Joe when I started. I wanted to be strong and build some muscle and maintain my coordination and athletic ability. And I started having lots of pain, and the pain led me to a chiropractor and to a massage therapist and led me to find out that I had scoliosis. So that's what helped me learn more about listening to your body and using good movement to actually heal it.
Well, yeah, and good movement, that's a perfect word that you said, because you taught me some things about movement that despite 47 years of working out, of course, I have focused a lot on traditional lifting of weights, but I've done all the other things. But, you know, my goal when I signed up with you was to learn to do a muscle up. And if no one understands that, you can certainly Google muscle up or YouTube it and watch it. It is one of the most difficult to me, the most difficult things that I've ever attempted to do. And, you know, I got really, really close to doing it with you. And then I had an accident at the gym where the dip bar collapsed and I dislocated both my thumbs. You were standing there. I wasn't working out with you when it happened, but you happened to be there. And it kind of just kind of tucked me down on in the regard to that. But tell why you've developed these different concepts that are really radically different than anything else, and you're not one to really focus on heavyweight training, but the people that you train truly get fit in ways that I don't see most people in the gym.
Yeah, well, it's just I consistently study and follow other experts, and I just realized that, you know, there's no such thing as perfect, and so that means we can always make little improvements each day on even just the basic stuff, and over time, it's a huge result. After months and years, you increase your flexibility just by moving better and doing the basic things with little improvements, not just doing the same thing in the gym over and over, but finding new ways to do pushing and new ways to do pulling and new ways to work your lower body and your core to stimulate change.
And you are located at Gold's Gym, I know, at Lee Highway. I wanted to mention that. I think Dr. Green has a question for you.
Hey, Joey, it's Dr. Green. Hey, I know you don't really know me. I'm a big believer in exercise. Ed and I talk about that a lot on the show. And that comes from a past where I was a runner as a kid and gained some weight at one point in my life. In my early adulthood, had to lose a lot of weight, fell in love with things like P90, eventually CrossFit. So I do a wide variety now, and I love to use a lot of body weight type exercises for myself. But I do a wide variety. It sounds like you also teach a wide variety. I was interested to hear you say that about your scoliosis. I have one of my kids has a history of scoliosis and a type of spinal fracture called a pars fracture. And I learned a lot watching him go through rehab and actually added a lot of the things I do because of the physical therapy that he had to go through.
Wow.
But I face a lot of problems when it comes to having my patients begin an exercise program. I know for myself, you mentioned, you know, small changes, small steps. And that's something I try to teach them, to make small steps in their fitness, not, you know, to decide to run, you know, go out and run a half marathon on their first try, which a lot of people,
right,
you know, try to take on too much. But if you had someone, say one of my patients that was overweight, they're out of shape, and they're starting a workout routine, just in general, what would you do for that person?
Well, I would, you know, most people, they can't do a squat, and they're not going to be able to get on the ground and do a plank, and a lot of times, on some extreme cases, it's work to just walk around. And so you've just got to figure out ways to unload the body. Start small. You know, planks are good, but maybe just getting in a crawling position and doing some quadruped exercises, which is probably something you saw from your physical therapist, and being able to get down on the ground is a battle for most people. So maybe even get on your bed where it's easy, it's soft, it's not intimidating, and just crawl around on your bed for a few minutes a couple times a day. And then eventually you can work into sitting down on a chair and then standing back up, and sitting down on a chair and standing back up, as opposed to just doing squats where that might irritate someone's knees.
Well, that's great, great, great advice. And for those listening, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio, 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for joining us. Of course, I am Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And our guest today is Joey Brunn from Gold's Gym, actually at Lee Highway, but Gold's has several locations around town here. And we are speaking about how to optimize your plan to get fit. Getting fit is part of being healthy, and that's why it's so important. I know, and I know Dr. Green hasn't seen it, but me watching you, Joy, at the gym, I mean, you do things unlike anyone else, number one. Like, I've seen you do, you know, treadmills with the oddest stepping methods. You've created these unusual kind of activities that have a productivity to them.
Yeah,
that are incredible. And one other thing I want to say, people who listen to like conversations like this. And I spoke about this yesterday to a client at the store who's been through a terrible stress and trauma with a loved one who died and this and that. And I said, please, I encouraged her to go get a massage because the emotions can get locked into the body and that can be toxic. I said, don't look at massage as a luxury. It is truly a therapy and it's mandatory. And I years ago came to the conclusion, the same with personal trainers, the good ones, is it's not a luxury. It is almost a necessity because so many people hurt themselves in the gym without realizing how and what to do. They also, if they don't hurt themselves, they don't get the results. So I look at personal trainers that are very experienced like yourself as almost a mandatory part of getting fit. So don't you agree, Dr. Green?
I do. I mean, if after all these years, I mean, I would like to have someone working with me, and, you know, I have that crazy Navy SEAL friend of mine that, you know, sometimes teaches me a thing or two. So I can always learn something from a trainer. The problem with me and my schedule, and probably like so many professionals and maybe like yourself, it's such an odd schedule and it is not set in stone that to set appointments with a trainer is extremely difficult. I'm sure a lot of people have that problem. I'm curious, for you, Joey, what would you do about someone like me that has such an odd schedule? I might have hours between 4 a.m. and 10 p.m., and I don't really know what my hours are going to be working. How would you train somebody like me?
I have some clients like that, and, you know, I'm very flexible. Unfortunately, I live close to the gym, so it's easy for me to bounce home or bounce back over to the gym. And as usually it's not an accountability issue. It is schedule and work. They're not playing hooky, and so I'll move that session over until next time. But the most important thing is just keep your body moving, and frequently throughout the day.
But do you have is there a way that occasionally a person like Dr. Green or someone who's super busy could, even if they did, like, I worked out with you one day a week so that I could learn. I picked up the other days of the week on my own. And that's something that could work for a person who, like, I've had almost 5 decades in the gym. I mean, I know everything about the gym. But what you taught me was information and techniques that I had never, ever learned. And you need someone who can coach you through this.
And there's always something to learn, even though, just like you, I have a lot of experience, but there's always something new.
But could a person, if they were, like, at a tight schedule, they could probably get with you and, like, text you the day before if they knew that they had an opening, or even that morning, and say, you know, how does your 2 o'clock work? And you, would that be something that could work for you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, we do that as well, depending on the availability. But I have a lady who frequently likes to sleep in a little bit, so we'll reschedule her workout for a little earlier in the afternoon opposed to the morning time. So, you know, I'm flexible, and sometimes we have emergencies where we have to reschedule, but for the most part, people really, really enjoy what we do here, and so they make sure that they get to the gym and make sure that they get their healthy movement in.
Joey, it's Dr. Green again. Do you give education and advice on diet and nutrition as well?
Just a little bit, recommendations. I'm not qualified for that, so I would send somebody Ed's way. I'm more of a movement guy, but definitely, you know, that's huge. It plays a big part in the energy that you may have or not have in the gym, and then your recovery as well.
Yeah, Joey, I know that you are very intense and focused in the gym, and you also tend to be, I think, a little genetically blessed too, because you have like a tremendous physique, and you earned it. I'm not saying you didn't, but, you know, there are people who have to kind of embrace a little bit more aggressive dietary restrictions than perhaps you do, and you know, you're not old like Dr. Green.
Thank you, Ed.
So,
excuse me, I choked for just a second on my Ed Jones morning shake.
Even though I'm a decade older than him, but so tell
which
people,
I'll now remind you of on a regular basis, Ed. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. I tell you what, Joy, tell people if they want to contact you, how would be the best way? And I want to say this. I have worked out at Gold's since they opened on Lee Highway, which was under another name back then. So, you know, I like it. It's my home. It's my second home. You know, everything I need is there, and I will continue to be there as long as my two legs can walk me into that gym, I can assure you. So how would a person contact you if they want more information?
Well, they can obviously just come into the gym. The address is 6933 Lee Highway. I'm here all throughout the day. We usually give people a free three-day pass, and with that, we'll give you a fitness profile. We'll take some measurements, go over some goals. You can also reach me at 423-505-2244 or dbruns@goldsgym.com. That's B-R-U-N-S.
That sounds wonderful. And how about this? If you get some business cards, just we can make a deal that you can leave them at Nutrition World. And that way, if they forget all this and they still want to contact you, they can come in and they can just pick up your card. How about that?
That's lovely. Awesome. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Well, it's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we will be discussing and listening to Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning. Right here on 98.1 The Lake, we are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and in our fourth segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
Thank you, Ed, again for that kind introduction. And as always, the Spiritual Moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more about Silverdale Baptist Church, either download their free app or visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That is silverdalebc.com. Let's start with a reading from Psalm chapter 103, verses 1 through 5. And 8 and 11. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. Now, I enjoy reading in the Psalms when King David talks to himself like this and pours out all of his feelings and thoughts. These truths and promises are beautiful. They are timeless and a precious treasure. Some of our problems arise when we forget these truths. We are all in a constant war with fear, so if you feel alone in this, please know that you are not. Remember the truth found in God's Word and repeat it to yourself, just like David did, which is really a form of meditation. This will help you in your daily life, as these truths will be in your thoughts and on your mind and in your heart as you face your daily battles and fears. David is basically preaching to himself, saying or singing out loud that which he knows in his heart to be true. David is boldly declaring the truth, power, grace, and mercy of God, the God who is compassionate and slow to anger and who forgives us through his son Jesus. Living in fear is not a necessity, but it might be a choice. Well, make a choice to live a bold life free of fear as you think about who God is and who you are in Christ. As Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. And, you know, we always kind of come back around to the fear conversation if we're an intuitive and look inward, because we're kind of wired to be fearful. And I think as I get older, I think the filter that used to be in young people like myself when I was in my 20s was better at not allowing a lot of the stuff of the day to kind of penetrate down deep. They would be kind of just blown off. And I think, you know, as most people get older, that filter seems to be not as efficient. And so we have more and more and more that goes in, and then all of a sudden we get this fearing nature, which fear does destroy health. Fear destroys joy, contentment, marriages.
So very true.
And we can't run from it. I think we learn to manage it as we age. And if we don't manage it, then I think most people, what they do is they run from it by distractions. And they do it by over-drinking, sometimes over-exercising, working too much, sleeping, watching TV, the whole list of things. And it really just builds up inside when you run from anything. I think we need to turn it and face on it as best we can with the right practice. So
just don't let it hold you captive.
Exactly.
Meet it head on.
Most people have become prisoners, and I certainly have at certain times in my life. You know, we talked to Joey about fitness a while ago, and he's a really great personal trainer at Gold's Gym. I want to say that I have a podcast that I do individually that's nationwide, and it is called The Holistic Navigator. I would like everyone who would like to support me to go on there and rate and review, because that's how you get moved up in the rankings. That's the only way you can. You can't do it by spending money, or we can't advertise. It only does it through rankings. But the one I did last week was on fitness, and it was my insights from 48 years in the gym. By no means am I saying I'm the guru of fitness, but I have lived in the gym 4 to 6 days a week for almost 50 years. I started when I was 14, and I'm now almost 62. I don't know if you saw this, Dr. Green, but I took a photo a couple weeks ago and posted it probably on Instagram, so you may not have seen it, of my weightlifting belt. And
I did see the belt, Ed.
Oh, okay. Wow, what a compliment. Well, the story about the belt is it's the only thing that I actually own from that era of my life, which was the teenage years. I got it when I was 14 by my sister, and it has been with me with every workout since I was 14. And through two house fires, a divorce, and a blank, all the things that go along with a tangled life, I kind of really value that belt. And it has, if all the sweat could talk, it would be quite interesting. But and what's so funny about it, within 1 week of me posting that photo, I went to the gym and I couldn't find it in my bag. And I was like, I cannot believe this. And I looked everywhere, and I had left it in the floor in the corner of the gym, and I found it. So that normally doesn't happen. People take things in gyms, but I was blessed to still have my little friend, the belt.
I think I sent you a picture of mine, but I may have to end up posting mine online as well. But I believe I sent you that. I may not have.
Your belt?
Mm-hmm.
You had it a long time?
No, and that's the one I use for pull-ups that I hook the weights to that my friendly seal friend did for me. So if I didn't, I'll have to do that sometime soon.
Oh, do I love... The chin-ups are probably my most favorite exercise I've ever done, and part of that is because I tend to be... That'd be the one naturally strong area of my body that...
Like we were saying to Joey, I mean, I do a lot of work with weights like you, but... Resistance training with body weight. I mean, Herschel Walker believed in that. I know he preaches that. And it really, you can get an excellent workout with zero equipment. You really don't have to have anything. I like having equipment, but it's not necessary to have a good workout. I've proven that on many a trip, just with ground, a place to run, do push-ups, pull-ups, a tree, a bar, anything. You can actually still get a great workout with no gym.
Well, that's what I've learned, and I speak of that on the Holistic Navigator podcast about a gentleman named Frank Medrano. And I think you may have seen it, you may not. He is 59 or 60 years old and the most incredible human being, and he rarely trains with weights. And when I say incredible, fitness-wise, and he does things that is beyond belief. And I have followed his ebook twice a week. I do his workout, and it has really placed me on a level of fitness that I never dreamed possible in my early years. Because, you know, a lot of people have the idea that if I walk a treadmill or I get my heart rate up, that's all I need. And I'll have to be honest, we know from actual science that that isn't all you need. We lose 1% of our muscular structure every year past the age of 40, and could be up to 2%, and that's if you're inactive. Now, walking the treadmill does not keep those muscles, people. It what keeps it is doing resistance training, which you most people do with weights, but you can also do it with a chin-up bar, body weight exercises, and intensity, but it does take that. So please balance the aerobic stuff with weight training. I know at Nutrition World, we have a trainer who's been with me 18 years named Mackie Pierre, and he really focuses on people to help them learn how to do this so he can teach people that they can take that education back into their own gym or do it at home. But and also I want to mention, Dr. Green, that in February, we had, I think, about 7 lectures in January, and many of those I was a part of. So in February, I'm not going to be a part of these because I need to scale back a little bit. But we have our registered dietitian who I think we spoke to her a few weeks ago here, Courtney, a phenomenal person, and she's going to be doing some cooking classes. My employees spent lots of my money buying a whole kitchen for the downstairs at the yoga retreat so that we can do cooking. And it's going to be cooking for your heart on February 12th, cooking for blood sugar management on the 26th of February, and we're having a prenatal wellness workshop on February 23rd. And then on March 9th, brunch. Learn how to sneak veggies into your favorite recipes. And that would be on nutritionw.com under events.
Sounds like what I did for my children.
What?
Sneaking veggies into their meals.
Yeah, hopefully it paid off and they got the taste going. Well, you know what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake, production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.